Just a few more weeks before school's out for summer in Washington, D.C., and teachers and school administrators there will be wondering how many students are coming back in the fall. Charter schools are siphoning many of them away. Matthew Schwartz from Here and Now contributor WAMU visited Brent Elementary School. Last year, Brent saw the district's steepest decline in students.
As they wait for their parents to pick them up, the kids at Brent Elementary are probably not worrying about enrollment figures. But the numbers at Brent are striking. At the end of the last school year, 70% of fourth graders left. That's actually an improvement from the year before, when the school lost more than 80%.
Just to give you perspective, when I first came here, Brent had right around 330 students, 340, and in 5 years we're going to now be at 400 or just above 400.
That's Brent's principal, Peter Young. He says the school's enrollment numbers look pretty strong, reflecting the surge in elementary school enrollment throughout the district's public school system.
This year marks the first time where we've had 3 fourth-grade classes in math, so I had to go to DCPS to say, "Dear DCPS, we need a 3rd fourth-grade teacher," and that was granted.
But fourth grade is where the surge stops. Brent's 5th grade has only 1 class.
Of course it concerns me, right? And it's always concerned me that we lose that many students between 4th and 5th.
So where are they going? Well, many head to charter middle schools, which often start in 5th grade. One student is the daughter of Amy Hardingright, who teaches at Brent.
I really would love to be able to send my daughter to our neighborhood public middle school.
That school is Jefferson Academy, where only a third of students who enter are at grade level. And even though she says she's philosophically opposed to charter schools,
they take away from the resources that we should be getting in our neighborhood schools.
She pulled her daughter out of Brent after 4th grade to attend Basis, a popular D.C. charter.
It was a very difficult decision, but I will always do what's best for my child, even if it's difficult.
Brent Elementary is diverse, reflecting the Capitol Hill neighborhood. 2/3 of students are white, and about 1/3 are black or Latino. The neighborhood public middle school, Jefferson Academy, is close to 100% black.
We have 1% white now. Thank you very much.
Natalie Gordon is the principal of Jefferson Academy.
Where are you headed? What class are you supposed to be in? All right, tuck your shirt in on the way up. Thank you.
She holds her students to a high standard.
Why did she tell you to tuck your shirt in?
Because it's a school policy to have our shirt tucked in.
Why is that important?
So be a professional in the school building.
And she has big plans for the school.
I'll just run through all of my enrichment classes at Jefferson. I have college thesis writing, college lit, journalism, engineering.
Parents at Brent Elementary love Principal Gordon. They say she's passionate and driven and really wants the best for her students. But for many high-achieving parents, that passion is just not enough. Kirsten Keating has a 3rd grader at Brent.
I'm a huge supporter of Jefferson. I think their principal is phenomenal. I would like to send my daughter there. But the reality is, next year I've got to start doing the research, and I have to at least play the game and enter the lottery.
The D.C. school lottery gives parents the ability to send their children to other D.C. schools that have open spots. Parents can also enter the lottery to get into public charter schools, which compete with the D.C. public school system for funding. But if more Brent parents were to give Jefferson a chance, it might do wonders for the community at large, says Richard Kallenberg. He's a senior fellow at the Century Foundation, where he studies inequality in schools.
I think it's problematic when middle-class people pull out of traditional public schools.
The families who remain are often poor, and socioeconomic status is directly related to academic achievement, Kallenberg says. At Jefferson, 99% of students qualify for the federal reduced-price lunch program. Kallenberg gets why so many parents leave.
You'd like to have peers who are encouraging academic achievement and expect to go on to college. You want to have parents in a community who are actively involved in school affairs, people who know what levers of power to pull. And in high-poverty schools, you tend to get none of those things.
John Davis, chief of schools for Washington, D.C., says the district is trying hard to turn things around. Its new middle grades initiative has provided more money to schools for classes like foreign language, gym, and art, as well as band and sports equipment.
So as much as people complain and at times make unfortunate decisions to go to charter schools, in the end, it's our middle schools that have really been pushing the district in a positive way.
Maybe so. But in the past few years, as elementary school enrollment has been rising, middle school numbers have stayed flat or even declined. Here's Candace Mott, who has a child at Brent.
To say that, well, you're going to go to a public school because this is what we believe in, or you're going to go to the neighborhood school because we're going to support the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of hard to, I guess, have your child be the sacrificial lamb, so to speak, to your personal philosophy.
That's the school system's challenge, to convince parents who have lots of other options that the neighborhood school is the best one for their children's future. For Here and Now, I'm Matthew Schwartz in Washington.